Cal, thanks for joining us after that match there. Been working out what my first question would be, but I'll just say, how was that for you that afternoon? It was very...
Well, I don't think we've turned up. I don't think we've performed like we have. We know we can do. But the effort was there, but we... too many times certain players are playing long balls. I don't know if they're nervous or what it is, but... and then switching off into defensively as well.
We've played two really good footballing sides of late, with Stockport and Uneaton. I heard one fan describe Gloucester as Rushall Mark 2. I don't necessarily think that's the case. I do think they came here with a game plan and
to get a point.
And
we've handed in three. Having said that, I'll look at it on the video, but how we can give offside for a ball you probably had a better vantage point, but it looks to me as though Harry Winter was probably round about the 6 yard box when he's crossed it. So that means that the two people running in
at one point we thought he actually gave the goal once it all settled down.
The two people, was it on the 6 yard, was it around
yard
box?
Yes.
So the two people running in would have had to have been surely starting their run from outside the bit from behind the ball. That's just logic to me, which in that case isn't offside.
Let's go with the positive for a second. Thompson scored that thunderous free kick in the first half. Question that a lot of people are asking is, what's going on with Thompson? How long have we got him for?
Yeah, I've spoken to Steve Bird. He's agreed to extend the loan, so we're happy with that.
So how long?
Just another month.
Another month
initially, and then we'll see where we take it from there.
So that's the good news. After that, then there's obviously that second half where it kind of descended, really. It became very farcical. I'll say it, I don't think the referee handled that match in the second half at all well. How do you get the players back from that? I mean, I'm surprised it didn't descend into a melee at one point, just the way it was all being refereed.
It was, we can't affect referees, so we don't use them as excuses, you know. I can come on here, but within that dressing room, I'm not going to use them as any excuse. The fact that he wasn't the best, then, you know, whether he's had an off day and stuff like that. But you want decent, strong referees, and the amount of time wasting that was going on from early doors. And if you stamp it out early, people know the score, but referees just let it go on and just point to the watch and things like that, and that's a part of the game that they definitely can control. I thought there was instances where he's missed so many things.
But you were saying about the offside, there was a free kick Ashworth conceded, which was a blatant foul on their play, if we can just be fair for a second.
Yeah, well, it shows, but... I'm bewildered by the offside decision. I don't know why he's... it's just logic that he can't have been. I mean, I don't know if the guys can get the highlights or get...
And it'll be turned around pretty quick, I'm sure.
I want to see that, because I just don't see how you can make a forward run.
I've not ruled out the cross of the ball being offside just yet, but...
He turned around and said both players, which is Greg Daniels, who was fouled for a penalty in the middle of the box, but he was offside, and Tom Greaves, who put the ball in, he's saying that they were both offside. So
we've got Bradford Park Avenue on Boxing Day, two players, influential players of late, hobbling off in Fallon and Maidler. I know it's early days to say what's happened, but
just wait until things settle down.
So Bradford Park Avenue away, back to one of my favourite stadiums anyway, getting to kneel on an athletics track for 2 hours.
Yeah.
What are you expecting against Bradford Park Avenue?
Another tough game. They're all tough games. We've got to go there and apply ourselves and make sure that we work hard and do just the normal things, and to a certain extent, I think from what I've been told, they try and play, so we'll see.
Well, on behalf of the listeners, Cal, I wish you and coaches, staff and all the players a very Merry Christmas.
Cheers, Merry Christmas to you, mate. Nice one.